This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's...
Popular Science Radio. Headlines, extreme science, gadgets, green tech, military tech, odd inventions, medicine. Popular Science Radio with your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Today, I've got some fun stuff to talk about. How about 3D printing? We've heard about it. We've talked about it a little bit. I think we even talked one time about how you can 3D print food at some point. This whole 3D thing is going to be rocking the world, maybe in your house someday even. And people are selling these things cheaper and cheaper all the time. So what the heck? We have a author of a book called 3D Printing Will Rock the World, just like I said, John Hornick. And John is with us. He is he's got 30 years experience as a counselor and litigator at the Finnegan IP Law Firm, one of the largest IP law firms in the world. He's also founder of the Finnegan's 3D Printing Working Group. And obviously, there's a lot going on in this 3D printing world. He advises clients about 3D printing, how it may affect their business, all the rest. This is a very interesting thing that is happening in our world. Why? Because if you think about it, you are able to manufacture something right before your eyes without having to go to China to have it done, you know, cheaply. You can do it right in your living room, right on your table if you want to. It's a disruptive technology, especially in the world of aerospace. Automotive, I remember, probably 5 years ago, I was at a friend's place that Edelbrock, they make performance parts, and they were 3D printing manifolds. And he was saying, yeah, this printer's about $50,000. Now, 5 years ago, $50,000 was a small 3D printer. Today, I think you can buy them for a few hundred dollars, also in the healthcare industry. So John is with us right now, again, author of the book, 3D Printing Will Rock the World. John, welcome to the show. Maybe you can shine some light on 3D printing for us, and it sounds like you're the guy in the know. Talk about it.
Well, thanks, Alan. Thanks for having me. Yeah. 3D printing is a disruptive technology, like you said, because the way things have traditionally been made, you'd have an assembly line with 10 or 12 machines on it, and you'd need each one of those machines to make a particular part. But with a 3D printer, you can make that entire part in a single build in a single machine. So, you get rid of 10 or 12 machines, and you also don't need as many people to operate them. So instead of having to make things in far-off lands where labor costs are low, we can bring that type of manufacturing back to countries like the United States where labor costs are high.
Well, and I have a friend who has a 3D-printed car, Local Motors, and they're able to print this car, other than the engine and the wheels and tires and the steering and things, the wiring, but they're able to print this car in 24 hours now. And the other part that's cool about all this is it's recyclable. So 5 years down the road, you're thinking, I want a new body style. You go in, they melt it all down or whatever they do, and they print you out another car, and you put your drivetrain back in, and away you go. The 3D printed world, to me, is fascinating. So the book, what was the genesis of that? Obviously, other than the fact that you guys are helping folks protect their intellectual property in the 3D printed world.
Well, when I first started to get into this area several years ago, I realized pretty quickly that my interest, I'm a lawyer, I'm an IP lawyer, but I realized pretty quickly that my interest goes way, way beyond the law. And, sometimes you find something that you're really passionate about, and when you do that, you have facts at your fingertips. You can recall things that you've heard, and that's what it's been like for me
right.
with this topic. So I started a database a long time ago to gather information to keep me up to date. And at some point I realized, hey, I've got enough here for a book. So I decided to write the book, which is, it's only a very small part of it's about the legal side, actually. Most of it's about the technology and its benefits to society.
Well, it's interesting because to me, as I'm, in the midst of being a businessman and having to fight these battles and protecting my intellectual property, as we all do when you're in business, I'm looking at thinking about now, what do I need to protect if I decide to go into this world? And maybe you can help us and anybody listening that may be thinking about manufacturing 3D printed parts or tchotchkes or whatever the heck it might be, whether it be a whole car like Local Motors. So stay with us. I want to keep you on the line here for a couple of segments because I love the fact that this is also your specialty in the law firm, Finnegan, which is as interesting as the rest of it. And is there a dark side to 3D printing? So we'll find out about that and more from John Hornick. He is the author of 3D Printing Will Rock the World. Why? We'll find out on the other side. Popular Science Radio, be right back. To the sound of the breezes that
blow. And I'm trying. This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.